See, each dye affects him differently. Red makes him hyper, gives him migraines, and causes brain buzzing. The behaviors resemble ADHD, and the effects last about 2 days. Green makes him manic, hyper, and euphoric. The behaviors resemble bipolar disorder in a manic phase, and the effects last less than a day. Blue makes him tired, moody, and grumpy. There's no disorder for that yet. But the effects last about a day. Yellow is sneakier. Yellow intensifies emotions, increases anxiety, increases agitation, aggravation, and defiance, leading to violent outbursts and thoughts of suicide. The behaviors resemble oppositional defiant disorder and conduct disorder. And the effects last 5 days. As we looked, we found that dyes are in many things. Go to any kid's party and they're everywhere. You see, our country likes their bright and shiny stuff. But at what cost? The health of our children's bodies and minds? Now, I know, some of you might be thinking, well, maybe dyes only affect your kid. And I wish that was the case. Then I wouldn't need to be standing here telling all of you our story. Now, I know all children are not affected, but many are. Currently, 7.5% of children are on some sort of prescription medication for emotional and behavioral difficulties. 11% of children have been diagnosed with ADHD. 4% of children between the ages of 9 and 17 will develop conduct disorder. And 10% of all kids will be diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder. And doctors and researchers still have no cause as to this disorder. They think it might be environmental and genetic. So, even if 1% of all the children under the age of 18 are affected by food dyes, that's still almost 1 million kids. 1 million. Now, I know our son is not alone. I have had students and friends remove their children and grandchildren from artificial food dyes, from their diet. They too have reported amazing success and behavioral changes in these kids. When the kids notice a difference. I had a doctor tell me once that he wonders just how many kids are on medications when in fact they're having a reaction to artificial food dyes. Ironically, most medications for behavioral problems contain artificial food dyes. And all it takes is living 2 weeks dye-free. That's it, just 2 weeks, and you'll know if your child is food dye intolerant. Any child with emotional disruption should be checked for a food dye intolerance.